WBWZ, New Paltz, Poughkeepsie.
People of Earth, attention. People of Earth, attention.
Who are you?
The Colvins.
Are you sure?
It's like a radio show podcast thing.
And coming to you from the Colvin Cave. Now, the Colvins on Z93.
Well, here we are.
He's cave.
I'm just a caveman.
It's the Colvin Brothers Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother.
And you're my brother.
We're the Colvin Cousins.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
Watch it, buddy.
So, what did your brother do to you?
Why did I take this gig again?
How you doing? This is Roosevelt Colvin.
With six, you get Egg Roll and the Colvin Brothers on
Z93. Ha, 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 ha. Yes.
Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot. But don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You're listening to the Colvin.
I paid for everything.
Take this, brother.
I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Brother Michael. My name is Michael.
A-A-R-S, cars for kids.
You're going to want that cowbell.
That's what she said.
Number six for Colvin.
I'm going to wipe the floor with you, Woody.
See about that, kid.
Brent Gretzky.
Michael!
I am your brother.
The Colvin Brothers.
Hash Brown.
Thank you.
Colvin Brothers want to remind you that you don't have to turn into their producer, Breckman, this Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, and you don't eat meat? For the love of Pete.
I'm pretty sure Pete prefers tofurkey.
Kmart's has a Black Friday sale. Grab me some Long Johns and a package of red pistachios.
Sure, right after I grab your tidbits, Jell-O pudding pops, and pizza spins.
How come none of you have accepted my friend requests on Facebook?
Which one, Breck? You've been hacked so often you have 17 profiles. I'm going to start calling you Aunt Kathy.
I was going to say, shout out to Aunt Kathy and Jimmy Loud.
Looks delicious. Save the neck for me.
You sure you want to pass up on the gizzards and offal?
Next door neighbor told me to stop telling Thanksgiving jokes. But I couldn't quit cold turkey.
Oh, that's a Breckman classic. Breckman again.
Complete with bad trombone.
Stop playing with my giblets.
Oh, man, Breck, when's the last time that was done? 46?
You don't have to turn into Breckman this Thanksgiving.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chittenango choo-choo?
Keep listening to the Colvin Brothers. We can help.
Happy Thanksgiving from Nina Blackwood, Goofy, and Frankenstein.
Happy Turkey Day there, Mickey.
These mashed potatoes.
100% classic. Z93. It's a radio cast. The Colvins on Z93.
When you wake up, it's a new day.
Just because Mikey can't walk doesn't mean he can't chill on a yacht.
Good evening, everybody. It's Sunday. That means it's the Colvin Brothers.
It is the Colvin Brothers. Hold on a second. I got to hear that sax break one more time. Hold on.
Just because Mikey can't walk.
That's smooth. I want to say that that particular song, Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty, that's exactly what led us back to the radio, the softer side of Z93.
It's all about making that radio magic. And speaking of making magic, we actually made a couple of kids, not together.
No, I should say not. In fact, you're my younger brother by 8 years, and you beat me to the punch by a few with the child. But my daughter, Bryce, internet sensation that she is, she's 3 and a half now. And just I'm starting to notice some traits of mine that I don't necessarily want her to carry on with popping up here and there.
Yeah, you guys don't let her eat dinner unless she recites all the Beatles albums.
All right, well, that's something that I do on purpose. But I have a collection of jerseys. It's literally 135 jerseys. Hockey, football, baseball, because I don't have the physique to pull off an NBA uni. So,
well, I think those are awkward to begin with, because I actually did the whole NBA jersey thing back in high school.
I remember that.
Everything had to be color coordinated. There was a place up in Hyde Park, the Champion Outlet.
Mm-hmm.
So I must have had about 20, 25 jerseys, and I think I only have two now, but even in my older age, it just doesn't look right.
Well, you said everything had to be color coordinated, which leads me to the thing. So it starts out with white, and then gradually the shades keep going through the hues of the rainbow until you get to black. So Bryce has seen me get jerseys out as long as she's been alive. So one day, I go into the kitchen and I notice that all of her letter and number magnets are in the spectrum of a rainbow on the refrigerator. So I see this and I go up to Heather. I'm like, did you do that? And she just looks at me with that face and goes, no.
She's got Mad Mike's OCD.
Imaginary lover.
growing up, were you the guy that went out and tried to get those Black Friday deals, or was that Terry?
Absolutely not. I refused to go on the midnight waiting in line. Absolutely not. However, there was one Thanksgiving where we had to find a movie at a Red Box on Black Friday night, and we were all over and never did find the movie.
Because Red Box is very current. So you're talking, what, 2012, 2013?
That's about the right time
frame. I said last year when we did the Thanksgiving show, I never had heard the term Black Friday until I was doing retail in 1987. The Galleria was in its first year, and I was working at Tape Town. And we would do these iron days, you know, which mean you'd work like 10 to 10 or what have you. But, you know, that was the first time that anybody ever said Black Friday. I'm like, what the hell is that? Do you remember the term from earlier than the 80s? Because I think it's something that they made up to get you to go out and buy crap.
I think it was absolutely a retailing gimmick that was made up because...
It was never a thing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I got... grown up on, because I worked at Burlington Coat Factory when I first started, and they always said, Colvin, you have to work Christmas Eve. And then I would go over to, I think at that time was Michael's house, back in the day.
But the term definitely came from, supposedly, the retailers worked at a loss all out throughout the year, and it was finally Black Friday because when they made it into the black.
Made it into the black is right.
Hey, Grandpa.
It's time to take your medicine, Grandpa.
Oh, forget about that old medication. Come on, kids. Gather around your old grandpa. He wants to talk to you about Thanksgiving, a very special time of year. Now, kids, you all know what Thanksgiving is, don't you?
Sure, Grandpa.
Speak up, son.
It's when we all get together and give thanks for our family, and we spend time with each other.
That's right, Junior, and I want to share some stories of Thanksgiving past that your dear old grandma and I have shared.
Okay, Grandpa, but you should really take your medicine.
Blast that Dan Byrne medicine, will you? Do you want to hear Thanksgiving stories or not?
Sorry, Grandpa.
Sorry, Grandpa.
Why, just this morning, Grandma was working hard in the kitchen, preparing for company, when she bent over to put the turkey in the oven. Oh, she looked so fine, leaning over in that flowered frock of hers. I just couldn't help but to ride her into the sunset, banging her head off the oven controls and everything.
You rode, Grandma?
Like a crazed jackrabbit. And then there was last year, when I had your grandma spread eagle on the kitchen counter, candied her yams. Good that holiday I did.
Talking about Grandpa.
I'm talking about a pearl necklace. Your old grandpa can still work that magic and rock your grandma's world. Why, she's always said that I was the only man that could give her the big O.
Grandpa, is the big O some sort of magic trick?
Oh, no. Your dear old grandma never turned tricks, son. Unless you count making my meat disappear. She's always been very much a lady. A one-man woman. But she is quite the viper between the sheets. Oh, why, she could teach the young women of today a thing or two.
Grandpa, are you saying Grandma is a teacher?
A teaser? Not anymore. But when we first started dating, she would drive me crazy. Well, she would get to rubbing me through me old overalls, and she'd have me stiff as a stone. Hell, I'd be as big as the leg of that turkey over there.
Like a turkey leg, Grandpa?
No, I don't want a turkey leg. Always been a breast man myself. Of course, you could tell that by looking at your grandma. What a set of spuds. And none of them implants neither, I might add. Naturally perky. And I don't think they've sagged more than a foot in all these years.
What are you talking about?
Of course, the best time was the year before last. When Thanksgiving fell on our 50th anniversary, we decided we'd get a little tipsy, so we started with some sherry long before dinner, just sort of celebrating, you know. By the time we sat down to turkey, well, within 2 minutes, we just knocked everything off the table, and I had Granny's legs up in the air and her head in the mashed potatoes. Only problem was, we were so drunk, we forgot we were at the church soup kitchen as volunteers.
It's the Yacht Rock Show with the Colvins on Z93.
Shalala la 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 la
body's drying in the sunshine, sweet sunshine. So shut up.
In honor of Mikey's pacemaker, we're going to bring in Rick Smits for this next bit. I Am Enormous. The Colvin Brothers on Z93.
I am Dutch, but don't care much for playing basketball in wooden shoes. See how I score at 7'4", see how I dunk. I'm flying. Bang my head on windmill. When I was in the second grade, at Marist I was flunking. Now you see me dunking over Patrick Ewing while I eat a piece of cheese. I have a white face,
yeah.
Part of the master race,
yeah.
I am enormous. Dunk over you. Fishing divers back at Marist, barely making these. But at least the money that I make allows me to buy tons of cheese. I'm 88 inches,
yeah.
And I love cheese blintzes,
yeah.
I am enormous, you do the math. Hans and Franz can eat my schwanz, no, they will not call Rick Smith girly man.
Girly man, girly man,
girly man.
I take the pass, I dunk with my ass, I'm really bad for white boy. I got rid of Ewing, now they make me play the Shaq. Shaquille O'Neal has sideburns, wish I made what he earns. Then Reebok would make the first pump up clog. I am a Dutchman,
yeah.
I'm on your paint can,
yeah.
I am enormous. Dutch boy Edu, Dutch boy Edu. Put name on shoe, need name on shoe. Dunk over you, dunk over
you. The Colvin on Z93.
crying and the lying and the sighing and my dying. Sail on, sail on, sail. 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 Sail on, sail on, sail.
Real Hudson Valley heroes. Real Hudson Valley heroes. We salute you, Mr. Eat Thanksgiving Dinner at the Local Diner Guy. Mr. Eat Thanksgiving Dinner at the Local Diner Guy. Your family has had it with your political views, and you've been unceremoniously uninvited from all family functions until further notice. Overzealous creepy uncle! So, instead of watching lions and cowboys and bears on the big screen TV, you are settled up to the counter of the neighborhood greasy spoon with a bunch of woke, out-of-town hostel dwellers and that crazy lady from Fifth and Main. Grandma's coming home! The holiday season is upon us, but the only season you are enjoying is those mystery flakes in that COVID-infested canister to your left. Just a dash will do you, yeah. And don't even think of disturbing that unidentifiable insect that just laid its eggs in your twice-baked potato. She's not in the mood. Ow! So we salute you, Mr. Eat Thanksgiving Dinner at the Local Diner Guy, your cold turkey sandwich, your hepatitis C, and your ink. You are a real Hudson Valley hero. The Colvin Brothers.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
On Z93. Ow! Today's classic rock.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven. muffin and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teagues poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Hey, it's the OB, Greg O'Brien, and it's Yacht Rock with the Colvins, and this is George with Blow Away here on C93.
Make it blow away, blow away, blow away.
no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Oh, yeah!
On Z93.
Oh, no!
Today's classic rock. Colvin 5.
Are you ready for the Colvin 5? 5. 5. 5. 5.
On Z93.
Okay, so we all agree that the world would have been different in 1963 had this not happened. Number five, in the top five things that would be different if JFK was not shot, an entire hour-long episode of Seinfeld would make no sense whatsoever.
And number four, Dion would have had a comeback hit with the song Abraham and Martin.
Nice. Because there would be no John, because... All right.
Hey, before the digital age, we had a picture of Jude with Dion. That's a very popular staple in the Colvin household.
I made that happen.
Number three, nobody would know what a grassy knoll is, including Breckman.
That's true. Even Breck wouldn't know. Number two, Mr. Zapruder would still have his film. That's a big deal. He never got it back. And you know what? Since we have a guest in the studio, our producer, Steven...
Breckman
should do the big closer. What's the big closer, Breck?
Big closer... Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones would be 7 seconds shorter.
And here's proof.
I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When, after all, it was you and me.
We used to laugh. We used to cry. We used to bow our heads then. Wonder why. Now you're gone. I guess I'll carry on. Make the best of what you've left to me. Left to me. the flower needs the rain. You know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again. You know I need you. Like the winter needs the spring. You know I need you. I need you. Day, I'd laugh the hours away, just knowing you were thinking of me. And then it came that I was put to blame for every story told about me. About me. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain. You know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again. You know I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the winter needs the spring. You know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again. You know I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain. You know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again. You know I need you. I need you. I need you. Like the winter needs the spring. You know I need you. Yes, I'll start it all again. You know I need you.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much.
get yourself free.
Hey, Z93 listeners, it's your old pal, Breckman. In the summer of 1972, an unknown New Jersey bar band took the charts by surprise with this mega hit, reaching number one on both the Billboard and the Cashbox Top 100. Now considered a classic and one of the best songs ever written, it's Looking Glass and Brandy.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
girl. Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same.
Colvin Brothers.
Quite smooth, isn't it?
Oh, very smooth.
Smooth?
Yes, very.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Smooth.
Smooth?
Yes.
Yes.
The softer side of Z93.
A little warm and moist.
Ask a winner and you'll find.
wishes that never come true. Going places where you've never been. Blue jacket, you're going again.
Colvin Brothers Podcast.
You know, I am thankful that our governor is not going to let those refugees in here.
It's family.